is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's now 9 minutes past eight. Good morning to you. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. We just get straight into our conversation for the morning. So there's been a lot of talks around the tribunal being relocated from to Abuja. And it has got some political parties talking, some candidates talking. A lot of people seem to be very comfortable with the move. Recently, though, a senior advocate of Nigeria, Wahab Shitu, had said that those who have gone to court to challenge the outcome of the elections must follow the rule of law and allow the process to be seen to a logical conclusion. He was basically saying, well, since you already have headed to the tribunal and are going to court, then there isn't much that they should be saying in public space with regards to the matter until it is a decision has been put out by the court, a judgment has been given. In the meantime, some people feel that now that the tribunal has moved to Abuja, it's going to be fairer and it's going to give every party involved equal opportunity to see that they properly present their matter. The reasons why the tribunal was moved was another point of conversation. Security concerns, some kidnap that we had happen around the Obirikwere axis that involved a senior advocate, and that reason, some have said in some reports, could be responsible for why that tribunal had to move to Abuja. Some other people think it makes no sense at all because in Abuja, we still have certain level of insecurity and anything can still happen in Abuja. But the major focus would be now that the tribunal has been moved to Abuja, does it guarantee the success or the fairness? Does it guarantee justice? Does it guarantee fairness? That is the question. Join us on Facebook. We are streaming live, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. My guest this morning is the governorship candidate of the SDP in Rivers State, Senator Magnus Ingeabi, who will be speaking with us via telephone. So if you have questions or contributions you want to make, you can do so using the WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. I'll go over to my guest now. Senator, good morning. Thank you for joining us on short notice.
Good morning, and good morning to the viewers, the listeners out there. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be able to talk with you all this morning.
All right. Quickly, let's just get into the crux of the matter with regards to the tribunal. You are a candidate, participated in the election, and also have gone to the tribunal. The first question, of course, anybody would want to ask you is your opinion with regards to the reasons behind why the tribunal was moved to Abuja. What do you make of that reason that was given?
Well, I think that I don't think that the the movement of a tribunal to Abuja should be a surprise or an issue for debate, particularly amongst Rivers people. We are all Rivers people. We have seen what has happened in the state politically, in the political space and atmosphere over the past months. And I'm sure that anybody who has that knowledge should be able to know that the state is not a comfortable spot right now for members of the opposition. And so having the tribunal sitting in Port Harcourt in such an atmosphere, it is obvious to anybody that there will be difficulties in terms of security, in terms of freedom, in terms of access for members of the opposition if the tribunal were to sit in Port Harcourt. It will be quite difficult and challenging given the atmosphere. You know that in River State, those who didn't agree with the state government, including the presidential candidate of the PDP, could not come to River State to campaign. People were attacked and almost killed. And even after during the elections, people who didn't agree with the position of the government could barely even come out to vote. Yeah, there were announcements, public announcements, town criers, everything, threatening people. A lot of violence was used. And even after the elections, when you look at what transpired at INEC, if people can't even walk into INEC freely, can witnesses feel free to go before a tribunal sitting in Port Harcourt to go and say things that they know that will not be, comfortable for those who have full use of the instruments of violence and oppression that is being used to constrict the political space? So I think that the debate about this is, in my opinion, frankly, academic, because there is nobody who would be in the shoes of the opposition that will agree to participate in the tribunal if it were to sit in Port Harcourt.
Regardless, now that it's in Abuja, do you think that it's going to be a process that would be fair? Do you think that at the end, whatever the tribunal says will be seen as justice being served?
Well, you know, like I have always pointed out, my first responsibility is not to my political party or to my supporters or to anybody. It is to Rivers people and to Nigerians. We must have a country and we must have a state. And for us to be able to sustain that, because it is only when we have a state that we can actually play our politics and bring out our ideas to compete. If the state is in disarray, there is no politics for anybody to do. There will be no market. There will be no church. Everybody will be affected. So I think that our first responsibility as leaders is to preserve the state, however that works for us individually or does not work for us individually. Our own individual and base sentiment should not be the only guiding principle. So I'm going to be very measured in my comments. What I would say first and foremost is that there is a process. If you go before the tribunal and you're not satisfied with what the tribunal would say, of course, there is always the option of appeal all the way up to the Supreme Court. If you have no faith in the process, and that is the only constitutional process that is available to you, you have no other option outside that but to respect what our legal and constitutional process.
Are you confident in the process?
What I'm saying is that you know that justice is in this country. It has its own challenges and speculations. And also, I'm a lawyer. We have had several instances where pronouncements of courts do not strictly follow the expectations of ordinary pundits. In my legal history, in my own time as a lawyer, there was a time when you could go to the court and just by looking at the facts of the case and looking at existing Supreme Court pronouncements on that issue and looking at the law, any lawyer will be able to tell you what the judgment will be at the end of the day. That's how the law is supposed to be. But today in this country, particularly when it comes to political cases, there's always some bit of misgivings. But I have confidence in the judiciary, and I hope that those who have been given responsibility on behalf of this nation to look into these issues will do so fairly and justly in a manner that enthrones truth and justice and brings peace and succor to our land. That will be our prayer.
Well, you've said you're confident in the judiciary, but quite a number of people would not say the same thing. I mean, many have already started throwing accusations back and forth at the chief judge and lawyers, even saying lawyers are contributed to some of the problems we have, especially with issues that regards to politicians in the country. Would you say that in this particular case, I mean, you've just cited an example of what it was, your time where you think any lawyer would have seen certain cases and be able to know where this it's going based on the facts on ground and perhaps judgments on similar issues by the courts in the past. But these days, we tend to see it differently. What could be responsible for this? Is there a situation where lawyers are trying to make profit of the situation or advising their clients wrongly? Why do we have this sort of issue? It's now a concern for people, especially heading into the tribunal.
Well, I have already pointed out some of those challenges to you, but like I said to you from the beginning, as leaders, our first responsibility is to preserve the society, not necessarily to get our own way. But the truth of the matter is that we cannot place an expectation on our judiciary that we do not place on the rest of the country. The courts we are going to is a Nigerian court. The police is a Nigerian police. The electoral umpire was a Nigerian electoral umpire. The citizens are Nigerian citizens. So the word Nigerian itself has come to mean something different as far as the entire world is concerned. And that is because of the way all of us, not just the judges, not just the lawyers, not just the traders, not just the policemen, not just the pastors, not just the everything Nigerian, not just the civil servant. We all know what a Nigerian thing has come to represent. So it would be, in my opinion, totally unreasonable for us to think that the Nigerian judiciary will behave like the British judiciary while the Nigerian police behaves like a Nigerian police. So whether it is the police, it is INEC, it is the politicians, it is anything that is Nigerian has come to connote some expectation that there will be some, even Nigerian buildings. You know, so I think that as a country, as citizens of our country, building this country is our responsibility. Changing our image is our responsibility. Doing things properly is our responsibility. And anybody who finds himself in a position where he or she can contribute to building a better image for our country has a responsibility to do so. And that's why I always tell people that I proudly stand in front of people and describe myself as a Nigerian politician, even though I understand that in today's Nigeria, the word politician, when applied to a Nigerian, implies that you're anything but a gentleman. But I proudly stand in front of people and describe myself as a Nigerian politician. And I do everything humanly possible to uplift that image of a Nigerian politician as somebody who would represent the best possible image of what a politician can do in terms of service and contribution to the society. And I will enjoin every other Nigerian who thinks that we can have a better society to make their own contribution. Right. We're all talking about the election. All those people that came out to beat town crier, they are Nigerian town criers. All those traditional rulers that were issuing instructions, if you will not vote for PDP, don't come out, they are Nigerian traditional rulers. The River State Council of Traditional Rulers itself, as the embodiment of the fathers and institutions of our land, that came out as a body to recognize one candidate. This is the field in which all your children are playing. And you say this one is the candidate of the state. They are Nigerian traditional rulers. The policemen who were busy carrying ballot boxes for politicians in River State, they are Nigerian policemen. So all of us have an obligation, you know, to make our country better. And I think that for these judges that have been given this very sensitive assignment, it is their own opportunity to show that the Nigerian judiciary can be better, So we wait and see what they will do.
All right, we have a very short commercial coming up in the next 1 minute. We'll just implore you to please stay on the line for us. When we return, there's still more issues to talk about. We'll touch on some other issues in the state with regards to insecurity, and perhaps we'll get your opinion with regards to the INEC situation in Adamawa State, among other issues that concerns the tribunal as well. So just stay on the line for us, Senator. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, quickly, you can send in your thoughts on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. On Facebook, remember, we are live at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Join in on the conversation. You can get to watch us live in the studio and also drop your comments. And don't forget on Twitter as well, Nigeria Info PH. We'll be right back after this very short commercial. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, at sports radio station 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We are back and we are live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. Be a part of the conversation and let's hear from our guest this morning, Senator Magnus Abbey, a candidate of the SDP in the March 18 governorship election in Rivers State. Again, the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. A few of the comments on Facebook before we move on. We want you to tell us, though, the responses. There's been lots of reactions to the transfer of the tribunal in Rivers State to Abuja. Does it really matter which state the tribunal seats? Does that ensure justice? Because it's in Abuja, does that mean it's fair? Let me take our minds back to before the election, when a lot of political parties and Rivers people were saying, well, the commissioner of police should be removed. And then we saw the changes happen. And when that happened, which, by the way, I must say, is a regular change that the police involves in building up to elections, there was a lot of excitement. People were happy. But then after the election, it wasn't the case. People started calling for the police to do this or the police not doing that. Okay, so does it matter where a tribunal sits? Does that mean justice? Does that mean fairness? I'll get on to my guest now quickly so we can wrap things up. Senator, thank you very much for your patience staying on the line.
Yes, thank you. Well, I don't think that the sitting of a tribunal is about justice.
Okay.
I think it's about, it's part of creating an atmosphere in which justice can be done. But I think it's more about access. Because if the tribunal sits in a place where you cannot go, your own people cannot go freely, where you cannot go and present your facts and say your bit, then the issue of whether there will be justice or not becomes secondary because you cannot even go. So, like the INEC office in Port Harcourt was blockaded. People couldn't even go there. We couldn't get materials. We couldn't get any cooperation from the INEC in the state.
Did you succeed?
Because we couldn't even have access.
Did you succeed? Because the last time we spoke about the access to some documents from INEC, you told me that INEC had said they were going to work, you're working with your party, and they were going to, you're going to lay hands on those documents.
It didn't yield any fruit. We couldn't even access the place. The day they told us to come and collect some documents, we called the police to provide security for our people to be able to go there. And everybody absconded. So, to me, the issue of the location of the tribunal is not so much about justice. It's about access. If the tribunal is in Port Harcourt, for example, and you bring, say, a lawyer who is not ordinarily resident in Port Harcourt, which what happened even to the lawyers in their hotels, are lawyers going to feel free to come to Port Harcourt and take up base in a hotel and say they are coming to do a case in which they know that the government of Rivers State has an opposing interest? Will they be comfortable? Will they feel safe enough to come and do that, and the witnesses and all that. So I think that the issue of location is not so much about justice. It is about access.
All right.
I don't think that calls for too much debate, actually.
Right. Something because, you touched on quickly, Senator. Yeah. Just now, you touched on the access to materials from INEC and how it was impossible for your party. If that was the case, and your party's heading to the tribunal, what documents and what facts would you be now presenting to make your case if it was very difficult to get materials from INEC?
Well, it's the lawyers that are presenting the case. If the lawyers have been able to access what they consider sufficient for them to put forward their position, their petition, and then they've done so within the time allocated. But the argument I was even making is that the law says clearly that if there is any intervening reason why, you know, you cannot be able to file or meet up with the time deadlines as is set out in the Act, there's an amendment to the Electoral Act that you can apply to get an extension of time based on those events. And I think that, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, and our lawyers don't think it's necessary, but I think that the PDP blockading the INEC office in Port Harcourt is an intervening event based on which we can even ask for more time. So I think that whatever obstacles there are in our way, we will do our best to try to overcome them. But that does not alter the fact that those obstacles in a democracy should not have been created in the first place.
All right. And you also talked about, as leaders, it's the interest of the state or the country first. And that for that reason, you are being careful with the sort of word, the language that you use. Which brings me to this question. Lest peradventure, the decisions of the tribunal doesn't go in your direction or favor of your party, would that mean that you would appeal? Would you appeal that judgment that comes from the tribunal, or you'd accept whatever comes out of it in good faith?
Well, let me say this. Politics is a process. It's not an event. And a lot of times, politicians jump up to say one thing, and then when they are faced with the reality, they do a different thing. And then, you know, you become a victim of doublespeak. I am very open in my approach to this entire issue. It's not a do or die affair. It shouldn't be a do or die affair for any of us. River State is more important. As long as the state is there and the state is functional, we can always play our politics. If you look at what is happening in Sudan today, everybody is on the run. You know, that's politics not well handled. It can destroy the society. It can destroy the country. So for me, the most important thing for the sake of our people, you know, and for the sake of our country, is that we preserve the process, however imperfect it may be. It is our responsibility to make it better. And we can only do that, you know, with time, practice, education. Those are the things that we need to make our people better at whatever they do. Like I've said, for these judges that have been given this privilege to serve the country in this capacity, they're Nigerian judges. People will go and approach them or try to approach them with dollars and all that. That is expected because we all know that that is what happens in our country. But people have been known to resist some of these things and contribute to creating a better Nigeria. So I don't want to give up hope on this country. I remain very optimistic, responsibility to make this country better. And I know that there are lots of people who believe that this country can be made better. And they will do their own whenever they have the opportunity to contribute to a better society for all of us.
All right, Senator.
Until people prove otherwise, me, I believe that all of us are walking in the same direction towards creating a better society.
All right, thank you very much, Senator. Let's digress a bit to more other issues that concern the state. In recent times, talks of insecurity, we've had court clashes, gang clashes, kidnapping going on in parts of the state. Diob axes a major point. I mean, just yesterday on the news, we saw it got to a point where some of these hoodlums had to even block some parts of the road in Mile 1. They were robbed motorists, road users, invaded shops in some parts of Mile 1 in Diob as well. And prior to this, we've had killings happen, etc., etc. As a stakeholder of the state, and you see this, you hear these things happen, what's your response to it? What could you say is possibly responsible for this sort of act, and how can these be addressed?
Well, it is not a strange outcome. All these things are related to our politics, and we all know it. You know, boys have been brought out, people who ordinarily shouldn't be on the streets were let loose on the streets. They were armed to do what we know that happened. These were the same boys carrying canes, they're flogging anybody who doesn't do what they're supposed to do. And they've been let loose. I think that from our experience, this was not unexpected, given how the elections went. But my appeal to everybody is that, like I've said, River State is more important than politics, because we can only play politics when we have a state. I believe that it is the responsibility of the state to protect every citizen and protect every square inch of River State. And when I was campaigning, I said to River State people that the same way you do what is wrong is the same way you will do what is right. You take the resources of the state and you pay the people who should do the work. You bribe them to do the right thing instead of bribing them to do the wrong thing. So I believe that challenges like this come up. It is the responsibility of the state to respond and respond robustly to ensure that citizens are safe. Just within the past 2 or 3 days, I know the cries that I've been getting from people in Diob who are forced to relocate. People are forced to run out of their houses. People are in their homes. People come into the compound, kill people. And these things are like movies coming from South America. But it is actually happening in River State, not just in River State, in Port Harcourt Township. So everybody should be concerned. But condemning people and condemning everything at this point is not what will help. What will help us at this point is for us to appeal to the authorities. Let us come together. If there is any role that some of us can play in bringing peace, we're ready to do that. But people need to get up and do their job. I think what is happening in River State right now is a shame, is a total failure of our security architecture that was unnecessarily compromised for politics. And we need to just get off and get it right.
All right, quickly, as we attempt to wrap things up, let's get your opinion on the current INEC situation in Adamawa State. What's your view? The wreck at the moment is at large and a manhunt has been launched, but the events that happened even before that time is what has put the commission in many questions.
In a country, when you allow impunity to reign, it spreads. In River State, let us look at River State, in Ahoda West, there was no collation. The collation officers refused to do the collation because they said there was nothing to collate.
In which of the wards or units?
In the entire local government. But the thing was taken to INEC headquarters in Port Harcourt. They appointed INEC staff. They sat down there, collated the result, and it was accepted. So when I was talking, I have told Nigerians that what is happening in River State is impunity that is going on in River State is not a River's problem. It is a Nigerian problem. And it is going to spread everywhere. It wasn't up to a week after I said that. It escalated in Adamawa. It's impunity. And like I said at the beginning of this conversation, this INEC that we are looking at is a Nigerian INEC. It is only in a Nigerian election or a Nigerian electoral umpire that this kind of thing can go on. It won't happen in the UK. It won't happen in any of the established democracies. It won't even happen in India because it will not be tolerated and people will be punished. But in Nigeria, as long as you can pay for it, anything can happen. You know? So I think that the responsibility of putting an end to the impression that people have both within and without, that in Nigeria you can do anything and get away with it, is a problem for all Nigerians in every field, not just in INEC, not just in the universities, not just in the police, not just even in the churches. Everywhere that Nigerians operate, this idea that if you have the opportunity, you can do whatever you like and get away with it, pervades our actions. And we all have a responsibility to bring it to an end.
Right.
The
right.
thing in Adamawa is condemnable and it should be investigated, you know, and the right thing should be done.
All right, Senator.
But it will happen in other states. Just watch out. Worse right. would happen.
All right, Senator, before we let you go, one last question. The swearing in of the new government is just a couple of weeks away. Are you open to working with the incoming administration for the development of the state?
Like I said, my own interest is that Rivers State must come first. When there is a government, and the government will have to serve the entire people of the state. If a government that is willing and capable, willing is one thing, capacity is another. So I'm not in a position to say anything, but let us see how it plays out, who plays and what they are playing and how it serves the interest of the state. For me, what I will assure Rivers people is that anything that some of us can do at this point to make a better Rivers state that will give opportunity to other children to also grow and experience life the way we have experienced it will be the thing that will give us the greatest joy. For me, positions are what they are, positions. But at the end of the day, it is the heart to contribute that matters even more than whatever position you hold. So anything that will help to move the state forward and create a better place for Rivers people, whatever advice we can give, whatever contribution that we can make, within the law, we are Rivers people. We are not suddenly from Antarctica or Angola. We are Rivers people. And Rivers State is still our biggest concern.
Yeah, thank you very much.
But like I've said before, and I want to repeat here, I believe that in the affairs of our state, ultimately the Almighty God himself will speak and life will be better for our people.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Senator, for your time. Hopefully we keep in touch for your response to more issues as they continue to come up. All the best at the tribunal.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Have a great day. Okay, so there you heard from the SDP candidate, Senator Magnus Ingabi. Now let's get to hear from you, the listener. The tribunal has been moved to Abuja. Well, does that guarantee fairness? Will that ensure justice? Would everybody be satisfied with the outcome now that the tribunal is in Abuja? 0817-923-0009 or 0817-923-0007. Please, when you get through to the studio as much as possible, be very precise with your contribution so we can take as much calls as possible. On Facebook, plenty of messages. Bora Bari Nathan says, relocating to Abuja is of both accessing the tribunal and of justice, because without the tribunal, they cannot be setting justice will be done. Kalu says, moving the tribunal to Abuja is the best thing ever, considering the fact that a political party won an election and starts protesting at the same time. Pumi Friday on Facebook says, the movement of the tribunal to Abuja is about access and not justice. We're in court for good. Justice shall be served. Okay, we're going to see how we'll get more of your messages. In the meantime, Susie's in Erema. Susie, straight to the point. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Well, from what the distinguished senator Magnus Abe has said, I have to controvert some of the things I said, because there was a question you raised about the issue concerning the problem in Maitre and Job, and he used the word if there is any place any of us could contribute that, and he also linked most of those problems to politics. I want to disagree with distinguished Senator Magnus Abe, because before this time of the election, there has been problems in Ogoni side where he came from. And I beg to differ if there's anything he, distinguished Senator Magnus Abe, have done to make sure that they forestall peace and order in Ogoni before this election. When it happened at Onega, it was a single man that actually drafted the issue of a local vigilante that brought us back to this extent. And then if Magnus Abe is saying that removing Tribunal from River State to Abuja presupposes that it was a plan. Let me also ask the distinguished President Magnus Abe, does it mean that Abuja is that safe? Are we also saying that the opposition in River State drafted and orchestrated some of the shenanigans that happened in River State, including an assumption or speculation, the kidnap of Okemwale, to make sure that they give image. So the issue concerning the violence they said was part of their petition to move in Tribunal from River State to Abuja. And the Tribunal is not only one section. There are segments of Tribunal, the one that is a fault, and then Appeal Court and Supreme Court. Are those places also in River State that they say River State is full of violence? Why is it that 36% of the Federation, it is only River State that has been moved to Abuja? Why they are celebrating it? Thank you very much, Susie, from Rema.
All right, Susie, thank you. Leighton Barry is in Bori. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Ifeanyi Andrew.
Good morning, Leighton Barry.
Yes. Let me commend the distinguished Senator Magnus Abe, who has just responded positively to all questions, and for his boldness to come out to address the people. My concern, firstly, is that before the commencement of the governorship election in River State, there was a court order on the 17th directing the INEC how the conduct of the election would be, that everything should be done at the polling unit, there should be collation at the polling unit, announcement of result at the polling unit, uploading result at the polling unit. And all these laws were violated. A lot of things went wrong. And nobody is talking about this. I want to ask, is this part of the litigation not active again? That is number one. Two, the issue of taking the tribunal to Abuja was a right step in the right direction, because you will all experience all the nuisance considered at the INEC office few weeks ago, or let's say just few weeks ago. And this situation oppressed almost all opposition parties that could not access INEC office, nor all they applied for.
All right, Leighton Barry, your point exactly, because we don't have a lot of time. Leighton Barry, we don't have a lot of time. You're already exhausted almost a minute plus. You're still. What's the point exactly? So we can move on.
So my point is this. My point directly goes to the judges of those that are going to handle these cases that have been assigned to them. You know, in a situation like this, the judges feel that it is an opportunity for them to make money, just like the INEC have been.
All right, so you want the judges to make sure that they do everything that they do within the books. Thank you very much, Leighton Barry. We'll go to NTA Road now. Mufasa is on the line. Good morning.
Yeah, God bless you, Andrew. Good morning. Now, if people, you know, coming out to register their position on certain issues could be described as constitutional nuisance, I wonder what the actual definition of nuisance is, because what I know and what I know about the Constitution is everybody has a right to protest, and if you are not satisfied with people coming out to protest and you call it nuisance, I don't know. But then again, let me just put that aside. Now, you ask a very, very valid question. Removing the tribunal from River State to Abuja, does it change anything? For me, I think it doesn't really change much, because what I know about politicians is that they complain a lot. You could hardly satisfy a politician. And there's something reverse people are forgetting in a hurry. this is not the first time that we are moving tribunal, to Abuja. So what will happen eventually happens. So what I will equally appeal is what that lawyer, the lawyer said that you have taken a matter to court. Allow the court to do their work. One begin to whip up sentiment, begin to incite people, begin to draw unnecessary attraction to River State, giving the state a very bad name, painting the state in bad light before international community and the world. It has not really helped the state. Because Max Nabe said that what he's doing is for the interest of the state. And at the same time, you are telling the rest of the world that River State is not safe. And you recite the River State, that we have pockets of violence here and there, we are expecting the police to up their game. It's not really helping the state. So please, politicians, let us not allow our desperation to bring down this state.
All right,
it will
Mufasa.
Not help us. That's
thank
my
you.
Position this morning.
Thank you very much, Mufasa. Before we go on to Temple, Temple is a forces avenue. We'll get to Temple in a minute. It's crystal clear that the ruling party in the state does are not ready for a hit-free electoral process. This is from Dumle on WhatsApp. Another message here says, just like the senator has said, it's time for judges handling the election issue to let the world know the judiciary still has our integrity. This one is from Dengi Dennis. Another person here says, good morning, Andrew. Yes, moving the tribunal to Abuja is the best reason, being that if the tribunal holds here in River State, there's going to be influence from political state actors, which is also my thought. So we're sure that in Abuja, there would be no influence whatsoever, right? So it's a welcome development. Uche Nwachukwu from Garrison sent in that message. Hello, Temple. Good morning.
Good morning, once again, the very distinguished chairman. Right,
straight to the point.
Andrew, how are you doing?
Very fine. Straight to the point.
Yes, I think... this issue of moving the tribunal to Abuja, and you can look from the, comment or sentiment from already the oppositions. And when we talk about fair judgment, what do they describe as fair judgment? Because it's very much obvious. If at the end of the day, the panel of judges come up with a contrary opinion or what they feel should be done to them by declaring them the winner, they will also accuse them. But for me, I think the PDP is equal to the PAS, which is my own party. Wherever they think they want to move the tribunal, if they like, they should take it to London. The issue is that the emergence of sin remains sacrosanct because PDP have done their work. And the victory and the protest has been declared and the victory belongs to PDP. So for me, if they fight like insecurity, those of them that will go there and testify, let's assume after testifying or giving false weaknesses, will they remain at Abuja there? They will still come back to PDP or to River State.
All right, Temple.
But one thing I appeal to them, they should remain calm. There is no need to cast a passion to anybody. The tribunal
right,
will do
Temple,
the needful.
Temple.
And the needful is that the victory of Steve won't
Temple,
be upheld.
Thank you very much. Your point made. Let me just correct something. He said people might go to make false. There's a possibility of that happening, but allow the tribunal decide which is false and which is true, and not to assume that people would go there and they would make false, become false witnesses. Jay Martins on Facebook says, the problem is not taking the tribunal to Abuja, but I hope that the opposition political parties will accept the judgment when given. We don't want to hear them shouting Governor Wike again. So Barry Peter says, the news of the relocation of River State Election Tribunal to Abuja is a welcome development. Miracle on Facebook says, relocation of the Election Petition Tribunal to Abuja is a welcome development. I just pray that the judges there do not compromise. So Swema also on Facebook says, the senator is a man of... all right, we'll go for a very short commercial now. When we come back, we'll take some more messages on WhatsApp before we wrap things up on the Morning Crossfire. Do stay tuned.
After this break, Nigeria Info. This is your number one talk station.
All right, we go on to WhatsApp now and take some more of your messages before we wrap things up. This one says, good morning. I agree with Abby. The environment matters because of the environment. If the environment is not accommodating for you to be heard, then justice cannot be said to be served. Ernest from Oshapo in Onoga, you sent in that message. This one says, the news of relocation of Rivers Tribunal to Abuja was received by me and supporters with a great joy and dancing. We were wondering how justice would be served in an atmosphere of so much violence being perpetrated. The senator has done well by supporting the petition. Stira Barry from Bori, you sent in that message. This one here says, Moving the Rivers State Election Petition Tribunal to Abuja will save Rivers people the embarrassment of witnessing another protest and nuisance constituted by some people. We believe that everyone is as... can get that part of it correctly. Let's go on to Twitter now and see what you're saying on Twitter. Jay Martins at Ijere Dynasty on Twitter says, the opposition will still cry foul after the tribunal judgment. These guys are not ready for the task, always looking for excuses. This one says, at Otu Lugard on Twitter, I wholeheartedly support the movement of the tribunal to Abuja because it will give everyone fair hearing. I think that's it for us on the Morning Crossfire today. Thank you very much.